Perhaps we could have a good prayer for a moment for the youth down at the youth retreat. This is going to be their last major service together. Tomorrow morning we'll have just a brief worship here with them in Watch Rock, but tonight's sort of their grand finale, if you were. So perhaps we could pray for them and ask the Lord to bless them, continue his work or finish his work, whatever is on his heart to do. We prayed for them at length this afternoon, but let's pray for them again, shall we? After all, can there ever be too much prayer, huh? I don't think so. So let's look to the Lord together, shall we? Dear Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, dear Lord. Brother Paul, would you mind leading us for them?
Lord, we thank you for bringing these young people up here to camp. We thank you, Lord, that you have a plan for each one of them. Mm-hmm. They would not be here unless it was by your divine plan. And so we unite together tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Believe and trust you to work in the meeting tonight as they gather together. Lord, use Isaac as he speaks, or use a song or a testimony. Lord, you can use any means, and we just trust you to do it. Work in the hearts of these young men and these young ladies. Oh, Lord, the words we heard this morning and have been hearing over this weekend, may they stir these young people on to serve you and love you and desire to go deeper into your word and deeper into knowing you personally. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you and believe you to do this even tonight. Oh, Lord, give us faith. Give us faith to believe you want to get your will accomplished in every one of those young people,
yes,
even this evening. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together in our red book this evening, page 371. 371, the Lord's my shepherd. Let's sing it together, shall we? 371 in the red hardcover hymnal.
Staff me come.
thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We glorify your name, Lord. Thine is the glory, the honor, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I was relating to the folks at a prayer this afternoon, just by way of testimony and encouragement to all of us, that at least four different people came to me from various walks of life and various ages and just expressed how the Lord had met them this morning, questions that they had or thoughts that were on their minds, on their hearts. One couple said even their church was wrestling with some of those issues, and they just offered thanks to the Lord. It certainly wasn't to me, but it was some of it related to what Brother Tim said, Brother Isaac, even in the testimonies, how the whole service had just dovetailed into something that had been so powerfully on their hearts. And so we ought to thank God. I was talking to Sister Aletha just before dinner. I was mentioning it to her, and you know that happens so often here at Pilgrim Camp. People come because they have a heart for Jesus. They have a heart for God. And perhaps there are questions. There are maybe even some doubts, wondering about something or needs. And so often when people come on this ground, because it is so bathed in prayer and in faith, whether those here on the grounds or whether those around the world who are praying for Pilgrim Camp, just think how many prayers are aimed toward this place, how much faith and trust in God. Is it any wonder that God meets people? He just meets them over and over and over again. And I'm so thankful that He is a faithful God. He leads us and He ministers to us. It's not the person standing here or the director of this or that, but it's God. This is God's camp. These are God's meetings. We believe that the Lord wants to have His way, and that is our desire. I know it's your desire. And I say this to my folks all the time in church. Sometimes, God goes beyond our desires, but very often what we come desiring is what God will do for us. If we come desiring nothing, if we just kind of show up because, you know, that's what we do at Pilgrim Camp. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, so I'm not trying to, you know, stir you up per se, but, you know, if you just come desiring nothing, well, then would it be any wonder if you just walk out of the place going, okay, well, that was, I guess that was good. But when we come with a heart for God, when we come because I must have Jesus, or I must see Jesus, or just to touch the hem of His garment, or whatever it may be, then I know that God meets us. Jesus comes and He ministers and often goes beyond our expectations. He says, what do you want? We tell Him. And then He says, okay, well, here's what I want for you. Here's what I will do for you. And so trust Him tonight. Just trust Him. We're a little bit of a smaller group. But let's believe that Jesus, our great shepherd, who cares for us, who knows our needs, knows them better than we know ourselves, will touch us tonight and will meet us and do for us exactly what He wants to do. I heard an old minister one time say, one of the reasons we come to service, of course, it is to worship God and to praise Him and join with those who are like-minded, is often we come because we know that there are things that He can do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. And so trust Him. Perhaps there's something that you cannot do for yourself or for someone else, as we heard a little bit this morning, but He can. He can. So let's turn our eyes upon Jesus, our good shepherd, and let Him lead us. And we'll see. Let's see where He'll lead us. If you want to give a testimony, I'd love to hear from you. All of you. No, we got the senior Christians here tonight. Notice I didn't say the elderly. I said we have the senior Christians here tonight, so I know there's no one here who is shy to give a testimony, so I'd love to hear from you. And then we're going to look at a few psalms together this evening, all right? Could we sing one more about our good shepherd? How about He Leadeth Me? 368. He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Page 368 in the same book. Let's sing it together.
Still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. And the third, Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine, content whatever lot I see, since 'tis Thy hand that leadeth me. Let's sing the fourth. And when my task on earth is done,
my life, as I tried to please the Lord, tried to do His will, became very strained. I was under a strain. I think it was Frances Ridley Abigail who expressed that she also was under a strain when she was younger. Should I put my left sock on first or my right sock? You know, she was really trying to find God's will. But I was earnest. I had spent some time in Germany with Bertha and Walter Waldvogel, and the question was, should I go into the ministry? Should I go into the work of the Lord? And it was just a terrible time, a lot of turmoil in my heart. And I finally came to the realization that the Lord knows I am sincere, that I want to know His will. I'm having trouble, and I just gave it all to the Lord, and it's then that He showed me that He would open doors and close doors. And in my life, in my experience, that's how He's been leading me all along.
Yeah.
And when young people ask about the will of the Lord, first of all, we need to seek the Holy Spirit, number one. And our young people, I think, need that more than ever. Go after the experience with the Lord where the Spirit leads. And then, of course, I advise them to listen to advice from their parents, ministers. And then, of course, the most important is the Word of God, where you will lead.
Yes.
And then open doors and close doors. and he will show us. And he's led all these years in ways that you can't imagine. And all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation, you say, how did I get here? How did I possibly get here? If I think of when I sold my restaurant after I returned from a long journey outside the will of God, and what to do. Of course, I loved camp. I didn't have a stitch of college, one credit of college. I had a feeling that wouldn't it be nice if I had summers off, but I was willing to drive a bus just so I could work here at camp. I knew that's probably where my place was, but how to do that. And I remember going to a college fair. Somehow I heard about that, don't know how. Went to a college fair and surrounded by teeny boppers, wondering where they should go, and different booths of different colleges. And I just wound up by a booth. It turned out to be SUNY, and she was there alone. No one was talking to her. I told her a little bit about myself. She says, "I have just the thing for you." I told her my previous experience, and she says, "I have just the thing for you." So she hooked me up with SUNY in Old Westbury, and with the experience credit they give you. And I had a lot of experience. I started my own business. I had a photography company. I wrote music. I knew German. And so they turned out that I got 75 college credits. Wow. Just for... But the Lord led me to that woman.
Yeah.
I had no idea that this even existed.
Sure.
And then, of course, I continued school, and the Lord led me all the way. And so I'm so thankful that He leadeth us. When we want to be led, we don't have to go into a strain about it. We just have to please Him day by day. And I have to think of what Walter Waldvogel once said, and in his deliberate way, I asked him about it. He says, "Well, I think the Lord is more interested in how we behave wherever we are." And I told Brother Gordon about that. Now, Brother Gordon believed that you can know the will of God. And so he was not as pleased with that statement as it. But both sides are there. Both sides are there. We can pray and we can believe that God leads us and will show us His will. And sometimes He does. Sometimes he lets us know exactly this is wrong. Don't go there. Well, that's right. But otherwise He will just lead us like a faithful shepherd if we desire to make Him our shepherd.
Yes.
And so I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Jesus.
Let's sing in the white book, page 33, a song entitled Meditation. We're going to sing the first, the second, and the sixth verse. First, second, and sixth, okay? We'll save your voices just a little bit. Page 33 in the white book, 33. All together, let's sing.
Oh, Thou in whose presence my soul takes delight, in whom in affliction I call, my comfort by day and my song in the night, my hope, my salvation, my all.
The second verse.
Where dost Thou, dear Shepherd, resort with Thy sheep to feed them in pastures of love? Say, why in the valley of death would I weep, or alone in this world? Lord.